Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, your nominations, load them up, and I will get to them. Tennessee Shanky down on the Emerald Coast will start things off. Balls of Steel for Perry Mason, picking the score of the Tennessee-Florida game on the Southern Gentleman Show. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I'll take your word for it there, Tennessee Shanky. I'm sure he did. Perry Mason, a big gator. Cynthia down on the Emerald Coast, and also 614 Rob up in Ohio are sending me the same note, basically. Balls of Steel to the Ryder Cup team. She says, happy for Steve Stricker, who is the team captain, and Rob says, 19-9 was the tally, biggest blowout in the history of the Ryder Cup, so Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
To Rob in the 614 and Cynthia, wow. Cynthia down on the coast, Emerald Coast. I'll take your word for it. I wasn't watching, but I'll. You could have said Balls of Steel to Jim Smith for dominating at the Ryder Cup. I'd said, okay, let's go with it. I'll take your word for it. Cynthia also says Balls of Steel, or no balls. Check that. No Balls of Steel to Kentucky's DeAndre Square, pushing the equipment manager. He should be dismissed from the team. So, Patton, how about a No Balls of Steel?
No Balls of Steel.
Yeah, that clip is everywhere. Now, later on Twitter, it had them standing next to each other, and the equipment manager guy was saying he loves him some DeAndre Square. It's kind of odd. He was running out of bounds. The equipment dude for Kentucky is well off the sideline, and he gets shoved, and he goes tumbling. Now, he's okay, but it was, number one, you're shoving anybody once you get out of there is probably not a good idea. It's a bad look. But you're shoving your own guy. On top of that, Josh says, Balls of Steel to the Arkansas offensive coordinator, Kendall Briles. Patton, so a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Then he says, no balls to Karen and Chicken Wing Dan, just because I can say it. So no balls.
No Balls of Steel.
I mean, Karen didn't go out there and lose the game. She was watching it. That's pretty good. No Kev, and I don't know, have any idea what he's talking about here. He says, no balls to the Chicago Bears and Matt Nagy's play calling stat line from Justin Fields' first start, 1 yard passing, 1.1 yard average per play, and he was sacked 9 times versus the Browns. So, no balls of steel there, Pat.
No balls of steel.
West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles. Balls of steel to Neil Brown and those Mountaineers. They gave us a tough fight. He's an up-and-coming coach who has that team playing physical ball, underrated defensively, even though stats perhaps prove otherwise. So, to Neil Brown from Kentucky, yeah, a balls of steel.
Bills, balls of steel.
That's a pretty good one there. Yeah, pretty good one. Lot of nominations coming, and here's one I typically would not allow. But I'm going to read it. Hawkeye Jason says, balls of steel to Chris Fowler. See, right there, you would think, historically, I would never allow that on the show. You'd be better off dropping the F-bomb on the show than saying balls of steel to Chris Fowler. But then he says, who Saturday night correctly called the upcoming Oklahoma-Texas football game the Red River Shootout. So, somehow, some way, I'm allowing this on the airwaves. Balls of steel to that complete pompous jerk, Chris Fowler.
Bills, balls of steel.
That got on the airwaves. That got through. Yeah. That got through, y'all. Tennessee Shankey. No balls to Coach Heupel's poor clock management at the end of the first half against the Gators Saturday night. Moving the ball, and he keeps 2 timeouts in his pocket. We need more talent for sure. Call me Dane. I didn't really have a problem with anything Heupel did in the ballgame. He just doesn't have the personnel to work with to beat a very good Gator team, a well-coached and a gifted Gator team on top of that. But anyways, he said it, so I'll put it on the airwaves. No balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
Karen in Nebraska. Kudos to the Hogs and their game against the Aggies. They are a well-coached senior and super senior-heavy football team. So I will say, I'll add to it, balls of steel for them Hogs.
Bills, balls of steel.
Paragon SC up in New York City, who's a big Trojan fan living in New York. No balls to the Southern Cal interim coach Dante Williams. Blowout loss to Oregon State. The interim tag will be removed when he and the rest of that trash staff are fired. No balls of steel.
No balls of steel.
If Southern Cal does the same thing and takes the easy way out and hires from within, which I don't think they'll do. This AD is not from that ilk. Makes you worry, though. Bobby Dew says, Bill, I got up early this morning, turned on the show, and I hear Jeff in the Borough giving a recap of the Missouri coaches press conference. Says next he'll be talking about Woody hitting the Clemson player back in 1978. Yeah, he brought up Eli Drinkwitz talking about not wanting to play that game. And then, of course, Jeff Hafley commented on it, too. Hafley said, you know, we'd probably get on a bus, or I don't think he said exactly that. But he said, I would happily go to Missouri if we need to play that game. Doesn't matter to me. I really didn't keep up much with that snit last week. Eric up in Indy. Bill, impressive defensive performance from my Irish Saturday, he says. Hoping they keep it going and get that offensive line in better shape so they can get better. Yeah, how many times did they sack Cone? I know at one point it was 5, but there were several others after that, and including Drew Pine. I think they might have had, and I'd have to pull up the stat sheet, they might have had 8 sacks. Everybody that plays Notre Dame, and again, Notre Dame's undefeated, and they played a good game against Wisconsin, but just that offensive line, everybody that plays Notre Dame can break their sack record. Yeah, your individual stats go up. If you're a defensive lineman looking to add to your sack numbers for your resume, that's the game. The tackle position at Notre Dame is an absolute mess. The interior's not much better, but the tackles are getting just brutalized in the pass rush. Everybody they play, it does not matter, roughs up that Notre Dame offensive line. They can't run the ball. They've got Kyron Williams. Kyron Williams is a really good running back. They can't get him going steadily because of this. They have to pass it a lot, and the quarterback's getting hit a lot. And they got down to the third-team quarterback in that game, who played very well, Drew Pine. Matter of fact, Pat, while we're at it, let me go ahead and throw out a Balls of Steel out of Connecticut. Young quarterback came in for Notre Dame. Third-teamer, Drew Pine, played excellent football. Balls of Steel. Hello? Oh, computer died. Yeah, we had a freeze-up right there. No worries. Tyler Buckner is the number two quarterback. He's the freshman out of California. He's hurt from the last game, so he was a no-go. What is that, a hamstring? I believe he had a hammy. Anyways, and Jack Cohn got knocked out, not literally, but was put out of the game with an injury where he got rolled up on. And another sack situation for him. Tell you what. Cosby, hang tight, because we wouldn't have enough time to elongate your conversation. And if you can hang through the break, that'll be the best method to get you on the show. Right after, we'll lead off with the Cosby Cattlemen when we come back here after this soon-to-be-approaching break here in hour number three. I'm looking at it. We've got a ton of nominations here I need to get to. Bobby Dew and Patton, is it still frozen? Okay. Bobby Dew says, Balls of Steel to Arkansas, and they deserve multiple Balls of Steel today, and also the Wolfpack for exposing a couple of pretenders. So, Patton, go ahead and hit it. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Jeff, too. Bill, Balls of Steel to Nick Saban winning his 100th straight against unranked opponents. It might not seem like a big deal, but looking at what happened to Clemson this past weekend versus an unranked NC State team, it truly puts the feat in perspective. So Nick Saban actually getting a little bit of praise here on the show. Would that be shocking? Hey, Balls of Steel real quick.
Bill King, your balls are bigger than U.S. Steel.
Here's what we will do. That music says gotta break. When we come back, Cosby Cattleman's waiting. He's waiting on us. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Quite busy, 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Nolensville Pike at Craighead was tied up pretty good on that crash involving some injuries. Over in Midtown, still on the scene of that wreck at Charlotte Avenue 25th. Still moving right now on I-40 coming through Dixon County in from Hickman County. Just give yourself extra time. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
Yeah, Julia just brought it up, and I posted the video. Georgia Southern fired their coach this weekend, but before their game, the team bus is moving, and a player standing on top of the bus. Somebody throws him a beer, and he chugs it. This is before the game, team bus. A moving team bus. He's standing on the top of it. They throw him a beer, somebody from the crowd, and he chugs it. That's a good look. I've actually had players tell me that on the team bus, towards a game, before a game, players passed around a liquor bottle. I've had players tell me that. I'm not kidding. Cosby Cowman, welcome in. It's probably some dickle.
Another football weekend in the books. Another Smoky Mountain size of empty Natty Light cans. Another cattle call, Bill. Another great weekend. I'll tell you what, Bill, this weather over here, y'all got some good weather. We're 80s, not a thread of rain all week long as far as I can see on the pretty side of the plateau.
What's that lake look like?
Well, looking a little colder, but Dolly's cranking up the Harvest Festival all month, Bill. She's got her light show going.
Dolly, actually, they're doing the work?
I don't know if she shows up or not, but it's a pretty good thing. Right. Hey, Bill, this is a college show. I don't know if this has been brought to your attention or not, but as football fans, there was a 66-yard field goal hit in the NFL yesterday. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
I saw people tweeting about it, yes. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, I don't think that's so much college or pro. When did they get rid of the tee, by the way, Bill, in college for field goals, give or take?
Oh, boy. Somewhere in the 80s, early 90s?
Yeah. Yeah, I can barely remember that. I remember the Revaise guys go out there kicking field goals off a tee, but just kind of throw it to your attention there. Hey, Bill, first off, on this Tennessee game, I agree with everybody else. It's just they're just out. Not enough horsepower, is it?
By the way, Fuad Revaise, kicker way back in the day at Tennessee in the early 80s, married a girl from here. I knew her from McGavick High School. Just small little trivia there. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. I don't think he's in the NFL Hall of Fame, but he's one great kicker for the Dolphins forever, too.
Right. No question.
But, okay, Bill. Just looking at Heupel here, I just, you know, I'm with everybody else, just not enough athletes. I do like those guys running wild on those deep passes. That's pretty to look at. But something I saw yesterday, Bill, that troubled me. We have a TV show over here, you know, being more of a college market. And they ran the numbers at Heupel at UCF going back 5 years and the last year Scott Frost at UCF. So they went back and did about a 7-year run on those two guys. UCF, 125 teams, whatever, Bill, FBS, they've been around 117 in most penalized teams. They get a lot of penalties. He's got a track record of getting a lot of penalties. And Scott Frost apparently does too. I don't know if it's because when you're playing that fast, you're just going to make more mistakes. But that's something that's troublesome, is all those penalties.
Well, that's something you would think you, even if you don't have personnel, you would think you could control that part of it properly, coached.
Yeah, I mean, sloppy football usually will bite you in the butt pretty quickly. I mean, one year, you know, you can say, it's an aberration, or Zebras gave you a bad shake. But when you have a 6-7 year track record of being heavily penalized, that's worrisome. Would you say that's the offense, Bill, playing that fast, plays every 3-4 seconds?
Probably. Now, are those mainly offensive penalties?
I didn't see it broken down offense or defense. I guess that's probably pretty hard to do. But I do know going back over 6-7 years, Heupel's been like right around 117 or so for most penalized. And Frost last year, too, and they went undefeated. They were like 120 for most penalized. So
Hawkeye Jason looked it up, 1989, no more tees on field goals.
Yeah,
extra points.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's you probably watch football for another 100 years and not see a 66-yard field goal. By the way, Bill, if you Google it or YouTube it during the break, the ball hit the bottom crossbar and kicked in. It was an indoor kick up there at Ford Field up there in Detroit.
So, wow. Right over.
Tom Dempsey, Bill, he had the record for, 50-something years.
Yeah, and he had a part of his foot missing, if you'll remember.
Wonder if that was an outdoor kick. They were showing highlights of it. Wonder if that was wind-aided. Wonder if he had the wind at his back when because, you know, he was a straight-on kicker.
Right. Good question.
Pre-fucker style. Hey, Bill, just two things, a little look ahead here. But, you know, like how they used to show Shane Beamer look like he won Powerball, jumping in somebody's arms and crying all the time? I didn't see him crying Saturday night.
You don't like maybe Beamer?
Also, no, I mean, just I don't think he deserves the job. I think it's like Derek Dooley. If his name was Shane Baxter, he wouldn't be the coach. Same, you know, never been a coordinator, but kind of, you know, crying and like he just won the lottery and, you know, welcome back to reality. But one thing on the Arkansas guy, Bill, I try to think for myself, that guy's a coach for, 30 years?
Who?
Never Pittman. He's never been a coordinator either.
Right.
Pittman's been a coach for 30 years, never been a coordinator. Everybody's, you know, doing the off to a hot start. Everybody's kissing his tail, and so he's got a bunch of seniors and leftovers. He didn't get left what Heupel got, right? 71 scholarship athletes. Apparently, he had some players left over from Bulema there. Got a feeling, Bill, the big pig party's getting ready to come to a screeching halt. Have you seen their next 3 weeks?
They've got Georgia, Ole Miss, Bama, somewhere in there?
Yeah. I'd say they got a little reality dose coming, too. Hey, just two things quick, Bill, on a look ahead. The Lane train's rolling into Liebaum land. Here we go. They're going to call 12 penalties on the offensive line like he did on Kiffin in 2009 when Kiffin beat Saban. Mount Cody game, they're going to screw Kiffin again over there. Now, I think Kiffin said, it was 12 penalties to one in that game, Mount Cody. Lane train in Liebaum land, but I got one other prediction for you, Bill. You know who's going to get hosed this week?
Who's
going to get the real screws put to them? Cincinnati. Up there with your priests and your Catholic bros. Cincinnati's not coming in there. When they make that's the biggest tradition Notre Dame's got, screwing the little guy on their home field. I guarantee you Cincinnati's going to get screwed this week. You going to go with me on that? They're favored by 2.5.
I hope so. Hope that's the one goes down.
All your priests are already rubbing the juju bead, the rosary, and throwing the dirty water out there. Look out, Cincinnati. Keep your head on a swivel. I'm out, Bill. See you.
Yeah, I hope that's the way we got things rigged up there. I mean, why not? Julia, down in Atlanta, and I posted the video. Georgia Southern, before their game, somebody throws a beer to one of the players who's on top of a moving bus. He's standing on top of the bus. Looks like a school bus, right? And he's chugging the beer. Later that night, they fired the coach. Now, that wasn't the only reason. They weren't very good on top of that. But that probably helped it out a little bit. Julia says, balls of steel to the Georgia Southern football player chugging a beer on a moving bus prior to the game. Post-game, coach gets fired. So, Patton, balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
So, you've got the video. You see it. I mean, crazy things happen, but I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Wow. Josh up in London, Ohio, says no balls to Kayvon Pope for being a whiny, entitled mama's boy. That's not what he says here. Sniveling little crybaby B-word. You noticed how I edited on the fly there, and I did not get caught saying anything bad. So, Patton, that would be to the player, Kayvon Pope, who quit during the game, no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
Pretty wild weekend. Coach Marshall, who was at the Vandy game, and says, Bill, how about a balls of steel to the Georgia Bulldog fans? They are great fans, great tailgate friends as well. So Coach Marshall called earlier, was very complimentary of the Georgia crowd at the game, which was about 90% of the crowd at the game. Balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Yeah, if you saw that game, if you had it on, and I had it on one of my monitors, Georgia literally had almost everybody at that game. That's how overwhelming their crowd was. Hawkeye Jason, appreciate you looking that up. So starting with the 1989 season, no more tees on the field goal. So my answer about 80s, maybe early 90s, was close. I mean, I couldn't give you the year. I did not know the year. But I was in the vicinity. Waylon checking in this morning over in Burnsville, North Carolina, says, Bill, how about balls of steel to the Cosby Cattlemen, keeping it real as always. Love the show, Bill. So Waylon says balls of steel.
Bill's balls of steel.
Speaking of Wayman, Michelle was on the phone with him yesterday, and he's progressing. He's at rehab, and what they're trying to get done is get him ambulatory, get him up on his feet, and get him walking. He's being able to do that somewhat. He's getting better, though. He went from taking a couple of steps. He said, according to Michelle now, that the other day, maybe yesterday, maybe it was Saturday, that he was able to take about 15, 20 steps. He's progressing. The news with Wayman continues to be very good, continues to be very encouraging. Appreciate that. Yeah, it was Sunday morning she was in there talking to him, and I posted something on it too. Jai says, Bill, how about a balls of steel to you for not getting tricked into reading my profanity-laced tweets? Yeah, you got to learn. If you're going to do this, you better learn how to edit while you're reading, because there's no time to proofread any of this stuff. Yeah, there's no time. So I guess, Patton, a little self-serving, but I'll just go ahead and do it. Josh says, how about a balls of steel to me?
Bill's balls of steel.
Probably don't deserve it, but I'll take it. Here, I go in and out of the mood here. And I don't know what hit me, but yesterday I said, you know what, I'm going to start posting on my Bill is King Facebook page again. And I don't post much. I just posted a plug the show. And let's see if I can stick with it this time. I have never in the history of Facebook stuck with it. I don't keep up with it. I don't see it much. We've got two. It's actually, one is Bill is King, and one, there's another one, the Bill King Show. And this one, the one that I used, is Bill is King on Twitter, and I plugged and had some people comment on it, etc. I'll do a little bit more of that if I get some action out of it. There were Tabs posted me, Evie did. We're going to have Ole Miss Evie on this week. I'm not sure what day. She said she was pretty much good most of the week. We'll find a slot for her. I don't know if I want to do it or we can do it tomorrow. Probably we'll aim for Wednesday, Thursday. Somewhere in there, Ole Miss Evie will join us. Obviously, you've got the Bama Ole Miss game. I have that game ranked number one. I've got that game in one slot, my personal OOP, coming up for this weekend. And what is that, the 2:30 game? That's the CBS game, right? Yeah, that's the CBS matchup, I do believe. Major moves over in West By God, Virginia. Says Bill, no balls to USC for not firing the rest of that goofy staff today, for not playing any defense whatsoever, talking about the Trojans. And, well, they're getting around to it now. Is that who you, yeah, you, that's who you're talking about, because they lost in embarrassing fashion to Oregon State. So, Patton, I guess that would be a no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
We need to, maybe one day, I don't know when, but maybe one day we'll get more people voicing. Get some more. We'll add to it. The ones we have are good. Josh says, Bill, can we get Dave Biddle on this week? Who does, I don't even know who do the Buckeyes play this weekend? Are they off? Or what am I missing here? Let me pull it up. There's the Big Ten. And let me pull up the right week, because it's not giving me the right week. I got Iowa, Maryland, Charlotte, Illinois, Minnesota, Purdue, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State. Oh, that's right. They're going to Piscataway. Can't believe I couldn't remember that. Ohio State, are you this week? Is this a week to put on Dave Biddle? I might. But that game, and look, Rutgers is a much improved football program. I'm going to say this in general. And I know the Shiano topic causes polarization, particularly here, because a former AD at Tennessee basically had him hired, and Vol Twitter got him unhired. That's what happened. That is literally what happened. And a lot of people make fun of Tennessee fans because whoever they've hired hadn't done very good either. But they ended up hiring Jeremy Pruitt. But Shiano would not have been a good fit at Tennessee. All right? Shiano's a good coach. That's not to demean him at all. It just would not have been the right fit at Tennessee. He is the perfect fit at Rutgers. He's done it. He understands it. He knows what it's like to win there. He knows what it's like to take over a roster that needs a lot of love, a lot of help. He knows what problems you run into trying to recruit to Rutgers and a fertile area where he's located, very fertile area. And he's done it better than anybody else has ever done it there. Now, they used to not be in the Big Ten. Now they are. That makes it more difficult, but he's the right guy for that job, okay? Just because you're the right job applicant for one job doesn't make it necessarily the case for another. But for that gig right there, he is the right man. Looking at it before we take the break, I'm just looking at the markets. This is Bloomberg, and the S&P is down about 10 this morning. Now it's 11-ish. Dow is up. NASDAQ down. No real, I wouldn't call it a clear direction yet. We'll see. We'll see how it is. Materializes this morning. All right, we'll get to break. Coming right back. By the way, that CEI that Berg has is continuing to move up. Some people got it in the 50s, talking about 50 cents. It's around 220 right now. I didn't get it. No. That train left me. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here on I-40 coming in from Mount Juliet. Just give yourself extra time. Lots of radar out here as they mop up an earlier wreck. 1200 block at Dickerson Pike. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg is underway now through October 31st. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Eagle View Roofing and Contracting is reminding all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to learn how you can send a military care package today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Eagle View Roofing and Contracting. Give Tyler, Casey, and John a call today at 615-426-4369. That's 615-426-4369. Eagle View Roofing and Contracting. They're people who care.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Denny Hamlin took home his second win of the season. Moving on to the round of eight. Up next is Talladega Super Speedway, so Denny's going to sleep fine. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Denny Hamlin. I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell every single weekday right here.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Joe, I gotta take you to the woodshed for a minute, man.
But bring it, Kenny. Let's do it, man.
ESPN and the SEC Network is not doing Paul Feinbaum any favors. That is like watching paint dry. He looks like a mortician, and I keep expecting him to say, "Sir, we're going to do everything in our power to make your mom look good. We're very sorry for your loss, and we're sure she's in a better place."
That's about 6 years ago. Tess was in studio with us, Joe Tessitore, and the Feinbaum show was maybe just a year or so old. I don't know. I don't remember exactly when. And somebody called in Tess while we were sitting there talking. And that's what the call was. That's pretty funny, too. It's pretty funny. All right, couple here, and then we'll get the call. Hoptown Boy says, Balls of Steel to the U.S. Ryder Cup team, spanking that hiney of the European team 19-9. In football terms, Bill, that'd be like Georgia 62, Peabody 0. So, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, now, Tabs up in Chicago has tweeted a complaint. She says, if we're going to do Balls of Steel, it's got to be football. It's got to be the manly sport of football, Bill. You know, we've had several people, 6'4" Rob, Cynthia down on the coast, Hoptown Boy, Ryder Cup getting that. Now, Music City Todd's watching that. He's a golfer. Adam, as in 10 Cup, he's watching it for sure. Me, I didn't even know it was on. I didn't even know it was a thing. Well, I I guess I knew it was a thing, but I wasn't watching. But all right, so we're getting nominations. Yeah, when we do Balls of Steel every Monday, doesn't matter whether it's the playing portion or non-playing portion, but sometimes there's not a football topic. Now, all these games getting played, there's unlimited number of topics, of course. We will take the call. Alan in Tampa, who was working a few days back over in Hogtown. I believe he's back home. Welcome in.
What's up, buddy? How you doing this morning?
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, we were watching the Ryder Cup on the way home yesterday. We had the satellite on, and we had the TV on the Ryder Cup. It's pretty good.
What channel was it on? Who carried that?
It was on the, I think it was on the NBCSN.
Oh, I was driving.
I was driving, and my cousin and my wife were sitting in, back there in the back watching it.
Wow.
Okay. I had to drive.
Right.
Got to have a bus driver, you know. I get stuck with all the crappy jobs.
Is it hard to drive a big bus like that?
No, man. I'm driving my pickup truck. I mean, we've had, this is our fourth one, I think. We've had one for about 15 years. And I drove semi-trucks. I drove everything. And it's, the first one was a little, took a little getting used to. Because the front wheels are behind you. They're not in front of you. They sit right behind your seat, so it turns a different turning radius than most vehicles do. Once you get used to that, you're fine.
Wow. I never even thought about that. Wow.
Put that cruise on 75 and let her ride.
Nice.
You know, Saturday, that second half team, I'd take that all day long. The first half team, they ought to send them somewhere else.
They cut it to one score.
Yeah, the second half, Louisville didn't score. I mean, they had a touchdown call back for a holding call. But the second half, because I was irate with everybody. I said, you know, these guys can't make adjustments at halftime. It's a joke. They made a liar out of me. The first time all season, they made adjustments at halftime. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I had it. I was following it, not intently, but I did think there was some improvement there later, yes.
Yeah, there was. We had another game on. It was Pesator and Opie McElroy. My God, he's horrible. Oh, my God. We're watching it. We had a couple other games on in the box. And, oh, man, he's awful.
I can't remember. Did they have the Clemson-NC State game? Is that who'd they have?
Yeah, they had Clemson-NC State. We had that on. And then we had Karen's boyfriend on. Karen's boyfriend's game. We had that on watching it. And I think that was funny as heck. That guy in Arkansas, man, they ought to be hooking him up with some new money immediately. That guy's done a heck of a job.
O-line coach, and not many thought that was a good hire. And I really was skeptical about it, too. It's turned out well.
I remember when they hired him, I called you and said, who the heck is this guy? I've never heard of him. But I tell you one thing, man, that guy's a home run. I mean, what a heck of a coach he is. I wish we could have done something like that, but we got what we got. But, you know, I always look forward to football season. I can't wait. I'm counting the days. We're getting stuff ready to go. And now I can't wait for it to be over with.
I hear you. I understand. You know, who did the Noles get? I forgot.
Oh, you know, this is going to floor you here. I hope you're sitting down. We're favored over Syracuse, so they must be real bad.
I forgot about that matchup. Wow. So they came out as an early line favorite.
We're a 4.5-point favorite over Syracuse.
Darn. I guess the Syracuse. Yeah, the Syracuse folks that came down for commitments, I haven't heard from them. They're not commenting right now.
I don't know what their record is. I don't even know. But kudos to the BC coach for shutting up the guy in Missouri. Oh, that was great.
That guy's a good coach, Jeff Hafley.
Watch when you run that mouth. Watch running that mouth. It might bash you in the backside.
Alan, be safe down there, sir.
All right, buddy. Have a good day, man. Thanks for taking my call, Bill. See you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. Got to get another break. Also have a message about FanDuel for you coming back. S&P down under 10. It's about 9 and change as we're sitting here. 8-ish right now. 615-844-5600. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here on I-40 coming in from Mount Juliet. Just give yourself extra time. Lots of radar out here as they mop up an earlier wreck. 1200 block at Dickerson Pike. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg is underway now through October 31st. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Gwynn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration says drivers be particularly alert driving during the hours when children are walking to and from school. Please drive as if their lives depended on it. All too often they do. This message is from the crew at Gwynn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass expert serving the Nashville area, specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration. Residential and commercial, give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Gwynn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, wishing our kids a safe and healthy school year.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
When you're going from Natty Light to Nickel 12 to Popcorn Bill, you know your college football Saturday's probably going in the wrong direction.
What if I told you
they shot him.
There was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game?
And get rid of Bruce Pearl for having too many hot dogs on his grill.
What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents The Cattleman from Cosby.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
Big NFL game, and that would be tonight, Philadelphia-Dallas. FanDuel is about to make that an even bigger event, because they're giving new customers FanDuel, that's right, 30-1 odds on either team to win, Philadelphia or Dallas. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you're going to get your money in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Just sign up, use the promo code BKING this week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember, use the promo code BKING, B-K-I-N-G, so they know that I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be at least 21 and present in the state of Tennessee. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus is $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions do apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Patton, who did you say we have here? Hambone checking in. His mighty hogs are looking pretty good, to say the least. What's up, sir?
Bill, turn that dang jukebox up.
What?
Well,
what jukebox?
Here we come, baby. I know the Cosby took a little shot at us, saying we're going to have a little reality check. The reality check is we're 4-0, baby. That's what my reality check is.
That's where
now,
you're
I'm not
at.
Saying we can go down to Georgia and beat them, because that's a tall task, and I don't know if we're that good, but we're a pretty good football team now.
You know, when we noticed it, when you played Georgia the last time, and it was close for about a half, you were up.
Well, Bill, you know, that game Saturday beating A&M, to me, that was a road game for Arkansas. I mean, last time I checked, I think A&M is still in the state of Texas, aren't they?
Yes.
I mean, we should have had them in Fayetteville.
It's not College Station, look, Arkansas, is it?
That's right. Look, but you know this schedule. We're a good football team, but this schedule is just brutal coming up. But we could be 4-3, you know, in 3 weeks. And hey, I can deal with that. I can live with that.
Yeah,
we got Georgia, Ole Miss, and Oxford, and then we go to Alabama. Come on, who's gonna win those three games?
That's
if
brutal.
We're that good. I don't know. I'm gonna have a massive heart attack problem. I hope I can finish out the season. But, hey, Bill, let me ask you. I've been wanting to ask you, was Jefferson, the quarterback at Arkansas from South Panola, Mississippi, was he a highly recruited quarterback?
If I remember, he was a 3-star somewhere in there. That's not bad.
He was kind of good, but wasn't just a – you know, that everybody's after, you know?
Not that I recall. Man, you know, what did they list him? 6'4", 245. He's a big dude now.
I'm telling you, Bill, I think I've – and we've got some pretty good running backs, but when I think our best play would be quarterback draw, because when he takes off, he's a hoss going through there.
Yes, he's good enough in the passing game, too. You got one dominant receiver. And you got a bunch of really tough guys on that team. That is a tough guy football team, if you want to describe them.
Well, we may not beat Georgia Saturday, and I like Georgia. I like the guy that calls in Georgia Dog. He's good. He seems like a real good guy. I like listening to him. But look here, they better have plenty of ice down there, because there's going to be a lot of bumps and bruises them hogs are going to put on them. And Bill, I'm going to close out with. Ooh, how about them Razorbacks?
See you, Hambone. Appreciate it. Gator Mike says, Bill, I think Tess had the Tennessee-Florida game. Is that right? I could be wrong. Yeah, I could definitely be wrong on that. You guys would know. Tab says, Bill, Josh is struggling to reconcile the disaster he is witnessing in CBUS this year. Looks like Ryan Day is struggling without herbs. Major moves. Bill, Syracuse just beat Liberty and Freeze. That game might be interesting. He's talking, what, about the Florida State game coming out? No, Kev, we've got one more here, Patton. We'll get one more in. No balls to Michigan State student who had a chance to win a car and fell flat on his face. So, no balls of steel right there, no, Kev.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
All right. Josh, by the way, says that he's already taking pig suey plus 18 and a half. Is that what you're getting? We did not look at the numbers today on the show. Johnny Vegas posted them yesterday, the Circa numbers. I'll get to those tomorrow. Mondays, I will identify the OP. But usually don't get into the numbers much at all on a Monday. We will tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do that early. Tomorrow, we've got Charles Arbuckle with us. We have Gator Dave, and we have Griff. Ole Miss Evie's going to be on this week, too. I do not know exactly when, but Ole Miss Evie's already confirmed she can do it this week. And there is a request for Dave Biddle. Josh says, no, we don't need to talk about the Rutgers game. We need to talk about what's going on in CBUS in general. What's happening out there? We may. I may find a slot. I'm not sure yet. Is Biddle still doing the CBUS radio station stuff, too? Anyways, at Patton underscore Cook, S&P is around 9-ish right now. It's down. If you have some CEI, which I do not, you're up. Don't short Tesla. Lajba.